Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening, kicking off our program. Tonight we're talking area high school baseball. Summer sports are fully underway, and joining us on the line, able to step in tonight on short notice, is the assistant baseball coach for the Webster City Lynx, Jory Dybek. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
So as we take a look at your team, Webster City, obviously you guys are no stranger to playing games early and often. You guys are sitting at 5-5 right now, played some pretty tough teams in terms of non-conference. Conference-wise, you're off to a 4-0 start in conference play, but you mixed in some non-conference games as well with Ballard, Carlisle, New Alfonda, and Urbandale as well. So definitely going up in competition when it comes to non-conference action. And just so far through the first, you guys played 10 games already. Through the first 10 games, what have you seen from this team that has really stood out to the entire coaching staff?
Well, it's been a little up and down early. Like you said, we've got off to a 4-0 start with conference, and then some tougher teams non-conference, which is something that we're intentional about. You know, we like to schedule some tougher teams, especially earlier in the season like that, you know, just kind of to help cut our teeth and see where we're at with different players and who can step up and get to that higher level, you know, for the midway push, you know, once we get into the deeper part of the season. So it's been good and bad. You know, it all starts with pitching, and I think that's where our biggest focus was coming into this year from last year, was trying to be a little more efficient on the hill. Throw more strikes, allow less, you know, free walks and all that kind of stuff. So it's gone pretty well for the most part, but boy, there's a lot of things we need to work on for sure.
And taking a look at some individuals that have stood out, obviously, you know, I was there for the season opener against Clare. You know, the big story, what was the bat of Alex Staley, and as a sophomore, he's off to a blinding hot start. One home run, 15 RBIs, batting just under .300 coming in. There's a couple others that have really stood out. You know, seniors such as players such as your son Braylon Dybek's off to a really good start. Matt Testall's done some good things at the plate as well. And you've just been able to get runs driven in from kind of anywhere in the lineup as well, but with those three I mentioned in particular, what has been able to let their bat be so efficient early on in the season?
Yeah, I think just, you know, confidence is huge, you know, and those guys all had key roles last year, and you know, coming into this year, you know, without much for senior leadership, you know, we knew that we had to have some of these juniors and a couple of sophomores step up, and I think there's a lot of confidence with this group. Hitting wise, you know, we've seen some pretty tough pitching, tough competition, you know, and that's a struggle still that we're working to get towards that. But we're taking care of business when, you know, we're seeing some mid-tier pitching, and really trying to preach, you know, patience, but aggressiveness at the plate. You know, when they do put the ball in play, you know, the results are typically pretty good. We get a little cautious sometimes and a little reserve at moments, so we're trying to extrapolate that out of them a little bit more, but so far so good for, you know, the top few like that, but we need a little more depth out of our lineup. You know, two or three spots are, you know, being filled with kids who just literally have no varsity experience, so that's a process, and you know, we're confident we'll get there though.
And you talked about how pitching has been a focal point for this team in the early going this season. You've definitely got some players that have really done well to begin the season. Again, I'll mention your son, Braylon Dybek, 2-0 in two starts with a 1.50 ERA. Gavin Griffith is someone who I think a lot of people felt like he's had all kinds of potential, missed a lot of last season due to injury. He's off to a 2-0 start on the bump with a 1.70 ERA. And, you know, Brady Asklin's been used more in a relief type of role to start the year. Carter Michelson, he has shown some flashes as well on the mound to start the year as well. And those guys that are performing well on the bump right now, just what have you seen from them and the improvements that they have made at the start of this year?
Well, you know, a big difference, again, the confidence, but, you know, going into the season, our pitching staff, you know, if we look at last year, we're dealing with like less than 100 total varsity innings of experience. So we knew it'd be a challenge finding, you know, the top end starters. We didn't really have that. So we needed to, again, create some depth in the rotation. And, you know, a couple have had some really nice success so far, and we've got a couple that are just on the fringe. We're trying to get, you know, Alex Staley pitched a lot last year. We're trying to get him back into form that we had last year. Guys like Carter Michelson, Aiden Hernacek, you know, they just didn't pitch much varsity action last year. So now they're being thrust into a role, you know, where we depend on them, not only for some conference games, but, you know, the key non-conference battles. And, you know, Gavin Griffith and Braylon have been thrown well at the top. And, you know, but again, we need more consistency out of the young group. You know, they've shown some flashes. We need to, like I said, eliminate some of those walks and free passes, which just lead to a lot of bad stuff as a whole. So we're working on it. We're getting there. You know, we definitely see flashes and feel pretty good about the staff as a whole. You know, with that inexperience, you know, it just takes repetitions, takes some trips out to the mound there to find their way through it. So, but we're getting there.
And the schedule you've got coming up, not quite as busy a week this week. You've got the doubleheader coming up tonight with Iowa Falls Alden. That will be on KZWC this evening. And then you have a road trip to Storm Lake coming up on the 3rd before you will be in the New Alfonda baseball tournament coming up on Saturday the 7th. And then really start getting deeper and deeper into NCC play after that. But when you look at this slate coming up, starting to get more of a rhythm in terms of having conference games every Monday and kind of setting your schedule around that. What is what's the feeling amongst the staff going into now a more conference heavy part of the schedule?
Yeah, I think we're excited to get into that now. You know, we've got a tough one tonight. Iowa Falls is on the up, and they've got a couple of nice young pitchers tonight. So we'll have our, you know, a couple of our top guys tonight. So should be a couple of really good games. And of course, Storm Lake's always a haul to get up there, and it's always, you know, playing on turf up there on Tuesday. So that'll be interesting. And then Saturday tournaments are kind of a beast of their own, you know, and, you know, we like to play some tougher teams on those Saturdays, you know, and stuff. So it's, you know, we'll get into the tougher conference play now. And, you know, we got double hitters now for conference play, which is different. You know, that's an adjustment that we've all had to get used to. You know, it's managing pitching staff. It certainly has its challenges with those double hitter games and stuff too. So, but we're ready. We're ready. I think we've worked out a few things and the kids are anxious to get going. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week, beginning with Iowa Falls Alden on this Monday night.
All right. Appreciate it, Quinn.
No problem. That was Jory Dyvig, the assistant baseball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.